Good afternoon. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. The truth of history is almost as vital to our lives as our heartbeat or the function of our brain. A pharaoh, an Egyptian ruler, placed Israelites into the harsh bondage of slavery because history was not passed down. In 1611, James, King of England, began the printing of the Biblos, meaning book. We call it the Bible. God's word was originally written on scrolls, made of papyrus paper. Some pronounce it papyrus, like some say Babel rather than Babel. Pronunciation is our choice. Scribes approved those scrolls by justifying they were legitimate. Therefore, no books are missing from the Bible. Books not included were not verified as inspired by God. Martin Luther of the Reformation age wanted Jews to become Christians. When forced to accomplish this didn't work, he wrote a treatise, The Jews and Their Lies, and quoted from John 8, verses 39 and 44. If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. You are of your father the devil. But Martin Luther never made people aware of who Yeshua, Jesus, was actually addressing in this conversation. It began when the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery to Yeshua, clearly in error, according to Leviticus 20, verse 10. From the opinion of Martin Luther, negative judgments against the Jews became accepted as fact by the church and Christians, just as replacement became accepted in some scriptures. In Acts 2, verse 1, the festival of the Hebrew word Shavuot is replaced with Pentecost. In Acts 2, verse 46, it says temple, but in verse 47, suddenly the word church appears. But both Jews and Goyim, Gentiles, were those who repented. Some were immersed in water, and most importantly, became saved. Acts 2, 40 through 47, CJB, Complete Jewish Bible. The followers of Yeshua were called those of the way. See Acts 9, 1 through 2. John 3, 3. Yeshua, Jesus, answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The name Christian is neither from God nor Yeshua. The Talmidim disciples were first called Christian at Antioch, an important city of the Roman Empire. Knowing the truth is our beginning to understanding, and knowledge that God is love should prevent all acts of hate from those who truly follow the way or honor God in word, love, and actions. John 14, 6. Last week, we discussed the Tuskegee study of untreated syphilis in the Negro male from 1932 to 1972. The study examined the natural course of untreated syphilis in African American men, and the subjects were never told they had syphilis or that the disease could be transmitted through sexual intercourse. We also discuss the court-martial of Jackie Robinson, the false testimony against him, and his acquittal. On December 27, 1938, President Roosevelt announced an experimental civilian pilot training program. That experimental program, which began in early 1939, involved 330 openings at 13 colleges, none of which were black. In 1940, the War Department announced that the Civil Aeronautics Authority, in cooperation with the U.S. Army, would begin development of colored personnel for the aviation service. This paved the way for blacks to train as pilots. The first class of 13 aviation cadets began July 19, 1941. The legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen spans the time before, during, and after World War II. In 1945, Branch Rickey, general manager and president of the Brooklyn Dodgers, broke a long-standing race barrier by signing Jackie Robinson as the first Black player in the major leagues as Robinson made his debut in 1947. Rickey became a prominent civil rights spokesman, and in 1962, Jackie Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Often forgotten as a controversial civil rights activist is Vernon Johns, the pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church prior to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Vernon Johns was self-educated as a boy and came to learn Greek, Latin, Hebrew, and German. Throughout his life, Vernon Johns strived to improve not just the condition of Blacks, but the human condition. In March 1931, 9 Black teenagers were falsely accused of raping 2 white women aboard a train and became known as the Scottsboro Boys. Evidence from the initial medical examination proved the rape charge to be false, and Ruby Bates recanted her testimony. The boys were granted a stay of execution, but still endured harsh conditions in an Alabama prison. An overwhelming number of African American migrants moved to the Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Amid segregation, the Greenwood District emerged as a nationally renowned Black entrepreneurial center with a self-contained economy that became known as Black Wall Street. In 1921, racial violence came to the Greenwood District. But Tulsa's African Americans rebuilt the ravaged district, and by 1942, there were 242 Black-owned and operated business establishments. What happened in Greenwood happened in Rosewood, Florida, with the Rosewood Massacre of 1923. The massacre was instigated when a rumor that a white woman, Fannie Taylor, was raped by a Black man. In 1994, as the result of new evidence and renewed interest in the event, the Florida legislature passed the Rosewood Bill, which entitled the 9 survivors to $150,000 each in compensation. In 2022, the U.S. Senate approved legislation to posthumously grant the Congressional Gold Medal to Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The intent of early British settlers was never to unite Africans with them. Their knowledge of God was obscured. Otherwise, they would have desired unity and not segregation, love and not hate, and servants without force and manipulation. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. There are 6 things Adonai hates, 7 which he detests: a haughty look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that plots wicked schemes, feet swift in running to do evil, a false witness who lies with every breath, and him who sows strife among brothers. The Hebrew term eved in Jewish law is a worker or servant. See Matthew 23:11 through 12. Words change in the dictionary according to era. So men of power call slavery, not God. Also, the programming tactics of Willie Lynch were quite successful with mind control, causing Africans and those of African descent to perform with fear and a negative distrust against each other for centuries to come. Africans were described as lazy, but worked all day on plantations for free, while those referred to as white chose not to work at all. Africans cooked, cleaned, and raised the children of slave owners, while their own children were daily being made ready for harsh abuse, forced labor, and being sold at auction. In these times of cultural offense, cultural changes, critical culture, fear, and forced tolerance, the African American is expected to stop wanting change, and the born again are expected to fear defending God's word. In the midst of this, my hope is those who consistently use comparison of their struggle with those of African descent will demand for them freedom and justice for all, as the Constitution states. James 4:17. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. We must learn to hesitate before reacting emotionally to an accusation. Hate and conflict from differences of religion, differences of pigmentation, and failure to honor God's love must end, or at least stop being so easily tolerated. Accusations are far too easily believed, especially a false accusation against those of African descent in America. It has led to massacre, false arrests, or death of an innocent person. In October 1994, Susan Smith told police that she had been carjacked by a black man who had taken off with her two young sons still in her car. For 9 days, she made tearful pleas for their safe return, but it was all a lie. Others for us to think about concerning pain or injustice are the indigenous people who were moved from their land to live on reservations under harsh, restricted, and manipulated conditions. The Japanese in America after Pearl Harbor. The Holocaust. The Scottsboro Boys. Trayvon Martin. George Floyd. Ahmaud Arbery. Bakari Henderson. Daniel Prude. And so many others. Please prepare to see the movie from Jonathan Cahn, The Harbingers of Things to Come. The release date is May 12th. And join me again next week as we continue to connect our daily life and current cultural times with the Word of God. God bless you all.